Well, I'm going to give you a bit of an update on this rather unusual looking insect that we've been working on for a few years. It's a Cepheid, a grass sawfly, and it's economically important in the United States, but in a relatively small part of the U.S., basically central Montana and North Dakota, and also causes similar problems in the northern Great Plains portion of Canada. It causes severe losses. This year was estimated about $100 million in Montana alone, $500 million in the entire impacted area. Of course, part of this is reflected in increased commodity prices. The wheat stem sawfly causes two types of losses. The most obvious one, the ones the growers are most familiar with, is lodging, which occurs when the sawfly is mature. It goes to the base of the stem and girdles the stem, and wind or just gravity will knock the stems over. This is done by the larvae as they're ready to get ready to overwinter, and it occurs just before harvest. It's important to mention that the losses also occur in the filling of the grain head, so the wheat actually is lower yielding, and this occurs in the hollow stem cultivars and also in solid stem cultivars that are designed to resist this sort of lodging. So in the past, resistance has been targeting this particular portion of the life cycle. The entire life cycle of this insect is inside of the stem, except for the external adults. And the solid stem cultivars basically have some antibiosis, and they resist lodging. But what I'm going to be talking about today is looking at some variation in preference. So this was initially based on some field nursery observations, looking at two cultivars that had very different levels of lodging or stem cutting. What's unusual is they're both susceptible hollow stem cultivars, which goes against what I just said. Normally the ones that wouldn't be lodged would be solid stem, but these are both hollow. So we considered that there might be preference operating in this system at the level of laying eggs, and actually in all the features leading to the laying of the egg. So we did some cage trials. These were done by Michaela Buteller, who's a postdoc in my lab now. And what we did is a very simple set of experiments where we had a pot of the unattractive cultivar and a pot of the attractive one in a cage, and had three cages per replicate, replicated five times, and we just cut the stems to see how many eggs were inside them. And the results are pretty interesting. If you look at the bottom of the I'm not going to get used to this very well, but the bottom here we have the two cultivars, Conan and Reader, and you can see that they receive different numbers of eggs. The Conan lower at both of these developmental stages. The developmental stages are important because it's a stem sawfly and it can't infest unless there's a stem. So Zadox 32 is when the stem first forms, and Zadox 49 is when the head first emerges out of the stem. We wanted to re-verify this, so this past year we did another experiment in the field, in a heavily infested field in northwestern Montana. And what we did was we interseeded the two cultivars, Conan and Reader, in some large blocks. And as you can see down at the bottom, we have very low levels of infestation in the Conan, around 9% or so, and in Reader, 40% at the first sampling date, and 60% at the second sampling date. So there are huge differences in preference, even though these are hollow stem cultivars. We decided to work with a wheat breeder, and I am not a wheat breeder, so here we go, but good luck to all of you understanding what I'm going to say. We developed 92 recombinant inbred lines crossing the Conan and Reader, and this is at the F6 level in the population. We planted these things called hill plots, which are basically very good for studying wheat stem sawfly behavior, because the sawfly actually ancestrally prefers patches of grasses. So if you have these various lines planted out there, you can see that you get varying levels of cutting depending on the pedigree. And we did this for 2 years at two locations. The results are fairly interesting. We have here in this chart both infestation and cutting. They're more or less equivocal, so I'm going to focus on the infestation. The results are as you expect. The attractive cultivar was so. The unattractive cultivar was so. Across all of the recombinant lines, we had a mean value between the two. And the range actually had some very low levels of attraction. the most interesting thing was an extremely high heritability value. I'm not a geneticist, but I've been told this is a pretty high heritability value for something, especially like a behavioral trait. This does correlate with a known agronomic trait, and that is the date that the wheat produces the head. And once again, we could focus only on the infestation. We could see that it was negatively correlated. But late heading date is undesirable because in Montana, that's when it starts to get drier and very, very hot in the summer, and the wheat will yield less. So although this might provide a modicum of resistance, the consequences would be quite severe. There are molecular markers that exist for heading date in wheat and also for a few other agronomic factors that impact the sawfly. But how about for preference specifically? Well, we decided to make a molecular map looking at these recombinant inbred lines. Using markers from every source we could get, we ended up with 357, which gives us around 17 across the 21 chromosomes in wheat. Okay, here we go. So this line here is basically a line that's equivalent to a significance value, saying that the particular trait is significant if it's above this line and is associated with the location that it exists on this linkage map. And this is on chromosome 2D. The green line indicates heading date, which we just referred to, and the blue, black, and red lines all refer to varying levels of infestation. And as you can see, if you look at the heading date, it's highly significant. And if you go down to this lower portion of the plot, the trend line, for which is the unattractive line Conan, shows a very significant negative value correlated with maybe a slight positive trend in infestation. This is as expected, and this is not something you'd want to have for host plant resistance. However, over here in this rather large and ugly band, we have a significant value for infestation, which is negatively trended with the Conan allele, or the unattractive variety. And as you can see, looking at the green line in both places, up here and down here, there's no effect of heading date. So this is something that's influencing preference, but is not the known factor heading date. Next, if we go to chromosome 5D, we didn't have enough markers, so we end up with what's called a discontinuous linkage map. Again, here's our significance value line, and infestation is once again in the red. The other agronomic traits, heading date, which we've already referred to, plant height, and solid stem are the other colors. This is our significance line. We can see that we have a very significant value for infestation again in this small 20 base pair region. And this significantly correlates with the trend for the Conan allele negatively, but not with any of the other factors. So once again, we have a marker that indicates that this is something to do with preference of this insect species that has nothing to do with any known agronomic traits. There are markers for unknown factors influencing preference. In my laboratory for the past number of years, we've been working on weed attractants using volatile collection systems that, you know, aerate growing plants, and we collect the odors and analyze them. And what we wanted to see is, are these markers for attractive compounds, which is a fairly unique thing. And recently we've published that these compounds are behaviorally active, three attractants and one repellent. And so the logical thing would be to try and grow these 92 recombinant inbred lines in the greenhouse to see whether or not we could get correlations for the actual attractant production and say for sure that it had something to do with the markers. But our VCS unit that I just showed you has 12 chambers only. Wheat doesn't produce very much odor, so you have to collect for a whole day effectively. And you've got 92 lines that need to be replicated. So the experiment ran months. And the logistics obviously are nightmarish, and that resulted in data that was too variable. It wasn't negative, it just was too variable to make any clear determinations on. So let's go back a little bit. Remember I showed you this data that Michaela obtained on the oviposition patterns, and once again you can see the unattractive line and the pattern here, very few eggs at both developmental stages, and the attractive line. But if we look at the Z3 hexenyl acetate attractant, it's remarkable the correlation you see between the amount produced by the unattractive Conan and the attractive reader. Again, just to go back to emphasize it, it's a fairly similar pattern. How do we deal with this to really prove that the attractants are implicated in this system? Well, the thing we can do is go back to the F4 population and make isolines to measure attractive compounds from both Conan plus and minus and Reader plus and minus. And since we have the markers, we can include those in developing both attractive and unattractive forms for other wheat lines as well. This should allow us to determine not only are these markers associated with preference, but are they really also associated with production of these attractive compounds? Thank you. In this case, those compounds have been identified from another cultivar, but the comparison between these two, the only statistical difference is between the two for hexenyl acetate. The other compounds are not statistically different. That's in the trials that we did. You know, wheat grows for a long time, the insect flies for a long time, phenology influences things, so it doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't other differences, but in our tight little experiments, there weren't. Thank you.